Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It looks like we're heading for a pretty muted open today. The market really seems to be laser focused on trade policy, doesn't it?
It certainly does. S&P 500 futures are hovering right around fair value. So a flat start is what the tea leaves are suggesting. What's the broader sentiment you're picking up?
Well, the analysis points to a kind of cautiously optimistic sentiment. But, you know, there's definitely some churn happening under the surface. We saw that yesterday with some weak economic data, yet tech, especially mega caps and semiconductors, held things up.
Interesting. So a bit of a mixed bag. Let's talk about overnight headlines. What's been happening globally while we were sleeping?
Asian markets had a mostly decent session. South Korea's KOSPI, for instance, was up about 1.5%, apparently on expectations of new stimulus. Japan saw some gains in its government bonds, too, even though a 30-year bond auction was a bit soft.
Got it. And Europe?
European indices are trading modestly higher. All eyes there are on the European Central Bank. They're widely expected to announce a rate cut around 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time.
That's a big one. Any speculation on what ECB President Lagarde might say? Could she hint at a pause in their easing cycle?
That's the million-dollar question, or perhaps the million-euro question today. There's a lot of chatter that she might. It would be their eighth cut, so a pause wouldn't be entirely surprising. And back in the U.S., as you said, trade policy is still front and center. Everyone's wondering when President Trump will finally speak with China's President Xi.
Indeed, and what about treasuries? Seeing any movement there?
Modest gains in treasuries, with a longer tenor showing a bit more strength. The 10-year yield is down about 3 basis points, hovering around 4.34%. And the 2-year yield is down a basis point at 3.87%.
Okay, let's shift to economic announcements. Any key data points from overnight that traders should be aware of?
Yeah, a few things. China's May Caixin Services PM, I actually ticked up a bit, a little better than expected at 51.1. In the Eurozone, April's producer price index, the PPI, fell more than anticipated, down 2.2% month over month. But on a brighter note for Europe, Germany's April factory orders showed a surprise jump of 0.6% when a fall was expected.
A mixed bag of data there. And looking ahead to today, here in the U.S., what's on the economic calendar?
It's a pretty significant day for data, especially on the labor front. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get initial jobless claims for the last week of May. The consensus is looking for around 235,000. We'll also see continuing claims.
Jobs data, always a market mover. Anything else?
Yes. Also at 8:30 a.m., we get the trade balance for April, plus revised productivity and unit labor costs for the first quarter. And then later, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, it's the EIA natural gas inventories.
Plenty to digest on the econ front then. Let's turn to earnings. There have been some pretty significant pre-market movers based on their reports. What's jumping out at you?
Oh, absolutely. The big one is MongoDB, ticker MDB. They are just, soaring, up around 16% pre-market. They beat Q1 expectations, issued above consensus earnings guidance for Q2, and the full year. AMD announced an $800 million share buyback. That's the trifecta investors love to see.
Wow. MDB shareholders are happy this morning. But it's not all good news, is it? I saw Ciena, CIN, was down.
That's right. Ciena missed on Q2 EPS, even though their revenue was a bit above consensus, so the stock is down nearly 6%. But on the flip side, Five Below, ticker FIE, is looking good. They beat Q1 EPS, gave strong Q2 guidance, though their CFO is departing. Still, the stock is up almost 7%.
So a real stock picker's market, based on these earnings. Any other notable disappointments?
PVH Corp, that's PVH, beat on Q1, but their Q2 guidance was below consensus, and that's hitting the stock, down over 8%. And Winnebago, WGO, also issued downside Q3 EPS guidance, so they're trading lower as well, down about 8.4%.
Ouch. And looking ahead, any key earnings reports scheduled for release today, Thursday, June 5th?
Yes, before the market opens, we've already heard from Ciena, as we discussed. Cracker Barrel, Brown-Forman, and Momo also reported. Then, after the close today, get ready for some big ones. Broadcom, AVGO, and Lululemon, Lulu. Those reports could definitely set the tone for their respective sectors tomorrow.
Definitely watching AVGO and Lulu after the bell. Now let's broaden out to top movers in general, including those gapping up and down on various news. MongoDB, MDB, is a clear standout gapper.
For sure, but there are others. Planet Labs, PL, is up a whopping 24%. Hyperion X, IPX, is also surging, up around 23%. That's on news of a significant U.S. Army contract for titanium R&D. Inverent Systems, VRNT, is up nearly 20% after their strong earnings.
Some huge moves there. And on the downside, apart from PVH and Winnebago?
Bark is down about 12%. Descartes Systems, DSGX, is off by over 6%. They also announced some cost reduction initiatives, including a workforce reduction. So the market is reacting to that.
It's not just earnings moving stocks. I saw Boeing, BA, disclosed a non-prosecution agreement with the DOJ involving a hefty penalty.
Yes, a $487.2 million penalty for Boeing. Also, Amazon is reportedly testing humanoid robots for delivery work. That's a futuristic headline. And for the gamers out there, Nintendo confirmed the launch of the Nintendo Switch 2. That's got to be creating some buzz.
The Switch 2. My kids will be excited. And Apple? Still in the news with its App Store, I presume.
Always. A U.S. appeals court decided not to pause parts of a lower court order requiring Apple to open its App Store to more competition. So that saga continues. And on the M&A front, AMD announced plans to acquire a company called Brium.
Okay, so with this mixed picture, some strong earnings, some disappointments, ongoing trade talk, and key economic data on tap, where should traders be focusing their attention? What are the quick trade ideas or sectors to watch?
The analysis suggests that swing traders should really focus on names with strong sector momentum. Semiconductors and communication services, for example, have been showing relative strength. Think XLK for tech and XLC for communication services.
So tech leadership continues to be a theme?
It does. But, and this is a big but, caution is really the word of the day. The market did churn a bit on some of that weaker economic data earlier in the week, like the ADP jobs report and the ISM services PMI, which hinted at slowing growth and even some stagflation concerns. So respecting key support levels is absolutely crucial.
I see that, but with the VXX, the volatility index, showing those little spikes you mentioned earlier, and some of the analysis pointing to, let's say, caution on market breadth, isn't it a bit of a selective appetite for risk rather than a full-blown risk-on charge, even with strength in semis and comms?
That's a very fair point. Cautiously optimistic really encapsulates it. The leadership we're seeing is quite narrow, heavily reliant on those mega-cap tech names and the semiconductor complex. So yes, selective is a good way to put it. It's a lean towards growth, but contingent on these key areas holding up and, ideally, broadening out.
Makes sense. Any specific price levels traders should be watching for SPY and QQQ today?
For SPY, the S&P 500 ETF, keep an eye on support, which seems to be solidifying around 595.48. Call it 595.50. Resistance is up near 597.49 or 597.50. A break below that support could attract sellers, while a push through resistance might bring in more buyers.
And for the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100 ETF?
For QQQ, support is seen near 528.05, and critical resistance is around 530.77. Similar story, surpassing these levels could spark some momentum. The analysis also notes that QQQ has seen a bit more volume activity recently, suggesting increased trader interest there.
And any particular stocks on the watch list from the analysis?
CrowdStrike, CRWD, is mentioned for a potential continuation play, and Carvana, CVNA, is on the radar for anticipation. But, you know, the advice is clear. Use tight stops, especially near support levels, to manage risk given the recent volatility and the economic uncertainty floating around.
Sound advice. So to wrap things up, we're looking at a likely flat open, but there's a ton bubbling just beneath the surface. We've got the ongoing focus on trade, the ECB rate decision and commentary, and then a slew of U.S. economic data, especially those jobless claims.
Absolutely. It's a, quote, cautiously optimistic stance from the market, but with a very strong undercurrent of be ready for anything. The VXX, as we discussed, had that little spike and then settled, indicating that while volatility is modest right now, it has the potential to flare up on any unexpected news or data prints.
And that sector rotation into growth, particularly tech and semis, is interesting. But as you highlighted, and the analysis confirms, that caution flag regarding market breadth, the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average, for instance, is something to keep in mind. It's bullish, but with a note of caution.
Definitely. The market seems to be propped up by these mega-cap leaders. For a more sustained and robust bullish case, we'd ideally want to see broader participation. Today's economic data, particularly those job numbers and the trade balance, could certainly be a catalyst to either confirm the current cautious optimism or inject a new wave of uncertainty. It's a pivotal day.
All right, that's a fantastic pre-market rundown. Plenty for everyone to watch as the opening bell approaches. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. Good luck out there today.
And that's your morning dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the market action. Have a great trading day, everyone.